In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Let me read you something. It's a little different from where I was going, but you know, God's God. Amen. Last time we got up here, the title of our lesson, because these are my notes from March, The Reverence of the Word. And there was a verse in Ecclesiastes that the Lord quickened me that day. And today, I went back and looked at that verse, and it ties in with this hearing part. We were talking about the reverence of the Word, coming to church, wanting to get the Word. And we use this in Ecclesiastes. But I'm going to read you Ecclesiastes 5:1 again, but from the Amplified, I want to bring out a word or two that I'll go with tonight. Ecclesiastes 5:1 Amplified says, "Keep your foot, give your mind to what you're doing when you go to the house of God." We talked about that. Fixing your mind on the fact you're going to receive. Amen? We talked about that. But going on, it says, "For to draw near to hear and obey is better than to give the sacrifice of fools." Amen? To hear and obey. To hear. Amen? Now, real quick, run through those notes for a second and go into our new stuff. We talked about the reverence of the Word. We said, real quickly, the Word of God should be our daily bread. Remember that? The Word is food for our spirits. The Word is to be engrafted into our souls to bring salvation there. Amen? James 1:21, "Receive with meekness the implanted Word that is able to save your soul." The Word will cleanse us. We said that, what Jesus mentioned. He said, "Thou art cleansed through the word that I have spoken unto you," John 15:3. And then Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, we brought this out, Ephesians 5:26. "Christ may sanctify and cleanse us by the washing of the water by the word." And we stressed those points. And we went on at the end of that, and we said, the word has the very breath of God upon it. All scripture, the word declares, is God breathed. Amen? And it's useful to teaching, rebuking, amen, and bringing us into the place of receiving from God. But the very breath of God is on the Word of God. We talked about that. So let's tie that in with tonight. How is your hearing? How's your hearing? Proverbs 4 says, the points, and we talked from this place here before, right up here, that we need a steadfast look, we need an enshrining heart, and we need an attentive ear. An attentive ear. An ear that's paying attention to what's being said. Amen? An ear that's saying, "Huh, I got that. What? Yeah, I got that." And pondering it. Amen? Now, if we can on the screen, would you put up Mark chapter 4? Verse 24, if you can. Mark 4:24. And then we're going to go to Luke 8:18, because this is the same place at the same time, but one is Mark's account and one is Luke's account. And I'm going to bring out two words here. And he said, this is Mark 4:24, to them, "Take heed what you hear." Say, "What you hear." What you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. Amen. Now, Pastor just brought something up out of Luke. You see, the Word is so strong and powerful. He just quoted Luke 6:38. The degree you put in it is the degree you're going to get out of it. Didn't you just say that? And I thought about this. The more you take heed of how you're hearing, the more of it is going to come your way. And in Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter, Jesus said, make sure you have a hearing ear, because when you keep a hearing ear, you'll get more. But if you lose a hearing ear, even that which you have will be taken from you. Did you hear me? You can lose the virtues in your life by not continually feeding upon the Word of God. Please hear me. It's true. You don't live on stale manna. You can't do it. You can't live on yesterday's revelation. The Word needs to be alive to you every day. Now, there's things grafted in you, your soul, you won't lose, but you need to water that Word consistently because it wants to grow more of God's presence and God's ability in you. Amen. Are you with me? So here we go. Here's the Word. Take heed what? Say what you hear. What you hear. Now, if you would go to Luke 8, verse 18. Luke 8, 18. This is the same sitting. They both sitting there. But they heard two different degrees of it. God's Word is multifaceted. Luke 6, 18. Excuse me. Luke 8, 18. I'm sorry. Luke 8, 18. Here you go. Therefore, take heed. Say how you hear.
How you hear.
Huh? Mark said, take heed what you hear. Luke, sitting right there, same place, same time. He heard the other side of it. Take heed how you hear. How you hear. Amen? Forward. Whoever has to him more will be given. And that's a hearing ear, by the way. And we talked about that one other time from up here. And whoever does not have, in other words, you lose your hearing ear, even what he seems to have, he will lose. We said that from here before. When I saw that truth there, it put more to fear God in my life, a wanting the Word in my life consistently. I don't want to lose the blessings of God. Amen? I don't want to lose those things. And you can. So, we're going to go there, but I just had something. Let's go. Pastor's been teaching us. Go to Hebrews 5. Oh, I can't. Yes, you can. Let's go to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5. Pastor's been teaching us on the foundational truths over here. Now I'm going to read you out the Amplified translation. And I'm going to start with verse 11. He's talking about Jesus being our high priest right above there. He's comparing him with Melchizedek. Now listen to what it says in 11. Concerning this we have much to say, which is hard to explain, since you have become dull in your spiritual hearing and sluggish, even slothful, in achieving spiritual insight. Can you put that up there in the Amplified translation? I want everybody, we're going to read that again. You can lose it. Okay, here we go. Concerning this, we have much to say, which is hard to explain since you have become dull. I think King James says you are dull, right? Probably does if you got a King James. But actually the Greek says you have become dull in your spiritual hearing and sluggish, even slothful in achieving spiritual insight. You see that? That's a confirmation. You can lose it. You can become dull. Me and Brother Kenneth were talking, and somebody else, I don't know who it was, the other day, and I made a comment, and me and Sissy was talking. Because she was sitting there looking at her iPad, and I was sitting over there, you know, pondering all this, and I'm going, Spirit of God, I've been dealing with you about getting back in that Word big time? Yeah, yeah, okay, me too. I said, yeah, more and more, yeah, 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 yeah. And I told her, I said, you know, like Brian and Nathaniel's song by Casting Crowns, it says, there's a song that says, it's a slow fade. A slow fade. You can become dull in your perception of hearing the Word and the voice of God. Amen. Brother Hagin taught me 40 years ago this in one of his teachings. He said, if you're not walking in the light of what you've already received, as you go forward, he said, the Word of God seems to be dull to you. Think about that. You read it, you see it, then you walk away from it, then you get and try to see something else, you're going, I don't even understand this. And Brother Hagin made a comment. He said, you need to stay in the light of the truth you know. And he says, as you go, the Word of God becomes more progressive revelation to you. Are you with me? We don't want to be dull. Now, Paul, I believe, is the writer of the Hebrew letter here. Paul told the church, he said, you have become dull in your spiritual hearing and sluggish. Look what he says, even slothful in achieving spiritual insight. One translation says you've decided not to go forward because of your dullness. I don't want that. Amen. But the church is that way, brothers and sisters. I hate to say it, but they are. They are. They have become dull. You know, Jesus warned all of us in Revelation. John, the writer of Revelation, but the Lord said, you've walked away from your first love. Your first love. I don't want to walk away from my first love. I'm just as human as you. I have to get up every day, pull my trousers up and say, today I'm going to draw nigh to God. Today I'm going to be closer than I was yesterday. I failed yesterday, but I'm going forward today. Amen? I'm going forward today. Amen? Now, to go along with this, and you know, I'm getting to my notes, but I got something here if I can get it. Okay. The book of James. James said it this way. Let me find it. I had something I want to read it out of my deal here. Hang on. Listen to something here. This is the Amplified Translation. Understand this, my brethren. Let every man be quick to hear. A ready listener. A ready listener. Amen? Now the regular the translation above that says, let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful, thoughtful. Be a careful, thoughtful listener. And then on it says, slow to speak and slow to wrath. You know what I'm saying? We'll take that verse and we'll say, you know, the Bible says, be quick to hear, huh? Slow to speak, slow to wrath. But actually it says, be very careful that you hear it good. That's Tony's translation, but that's what it's saying. Be careful that you're hearing the word good, that you're keen to what's being said. You need that attentive ear. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we see here, Mark 4 and Luke 8, same place, in the same place, Mark said Jesus was referring to be careful how you hear. Then Luke said, I heard this part too. Be careful what you hear. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, Luke 8, verse 8, in the Amplified, it says it this way, let him keep hearing. It is present literal action. We're going to go there. Luke 8, 8. And we've said that from here, but you got to keep hearing the word. You just can't, you just can't live off of, well, I heard that one time. Huh? I got it. Now I'm going to read you out the Amplified. Luke 8, verse 8. And we've taught this. We taught this on the four types of soil. Because that's what he's talking about above there. Verse 8 says, and some fell into good soil and grew up and yielded a crop 100 times as great. As he said these things, he called out, he who have ears to hear, let him be listening and let him consider and understand by hearing. Now in the Greek it says, let him keep on hearing. Keep on hearing. You know, I can quote Isaiah 53:5, and you probably can too. But I need to keep hearing that. I need to keep speaking that. I can quote Luke 6:38, but I need to keep speaking that. I need to keep saying that. What that does is build in me more and more of the anointing and the virtue of the very breath of God that's on that scripture right there. Are you with me? It builds upon me. Amen? Amen. So you need to keep on hearing. Amen? And you know, my mentor would say, he would quote Romans 10:17, where it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. My mentor used to say it this way, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And you know, by the word, but it comes by hearing and hearing. You have to keep that constant feed upon the Word of God. In other words, how is your hearing? Are you hearing it? I heard that. But are you consistently hearing that? Are you meditating upon that? Are you chewing that Word? Amen. You need to be one of meditation. You need to be spending time pondering the Word of God and chewing on the Word of God. I read a verse in the book of Psalms today looking through this stuff. In Psalms 39 it says, I believe it's 39, it says, when I meditate upon your Word, hey, I got it on my phone. Let me give it to you. Because it blessed me to read it. Let me find it. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. Bear with me. Here you go. Psalms 39:3. See, I'll get something and then I'll pop it in my phone and then I'll take a picture of it. I'm not real versed at this. But anyway, listen. Psalms 39:3. I'm going to read you this translation. King James says, my heart was hot within me while I was musing. That's meditating. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. The New International says, my heart grew hot within me while I meditated. The fire burned. Then I spoke. Amen. Feeding on the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God, chewing on the Word of God, kindles the fire of God in your life. It gets you to a place that you're fervent in spirit. It gets you to a place that Word, pastor teaches us all the time. He says, we want to read this. He says, I want you, he'll say it, I want you to get this in your spirit. See, it's got to go from here to here. It won't work. Listen to me. It will not work just up here. You got to get it in your inner man. You got to get it in your heart of hearts. My mentor said this. I was talking to Dr. What's his name? He asked me a question one Sunday, and he said something to me about something. He asked me another question. I said, well, here's the thing. I said, like my mentor says, you got to know 1 Peter 2:24 like you know 2 and 2 is 4. You got to know 1 Peter 2:24 like you know 2 and 2 is 4. You got to know it. And you're not going to know it if you don't ponder it, feed on it, meditate upon it. Keep on hearing it. Amen. That's why, that's when it becomes more to you and you get more of it. You understand? You have to feed upon the Word of God and put the Word of God in your inner man. You get it up here to the point it drops down in here. Amen. The very truth of Paul's prayer to the church at Ephesus, we said that from up here before, where it says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. He's talking about the Word of God dropping from here into your spirit and it becomes illumination to you. And it's a rhema to you. That you might, like he went on, that you might know the hope of your calling, that you might know the riches of the inheritance in the saints, that you might know the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe. Get it on the inside of you. How's your hearing? Are you spending time in the Word, feeding upon the Word? Are you taking on an attentive ear? An attentive ear. You know, I got something else on my phone. I'll try to pull it quickly. I've been looking at a lot of stuff and been reading it. You know, I'll go outside and I'll piddle a little bit and I'll be walking around meditating on the things of God. And the Lord will quicken to me about something and I'll go, huh? Okay. And then I'll open my phone up and I'll say, well, let me see if I can find something. And I do. And that's what I'm getting ready to read you something else here. I was pondering this thing. You know, when we meditate, the word mutter, it means mutter, speak. Brother Yanian said it's meditation is like a cow chewing its cud. They'll chew it, digest it, bring it back up, chew it again. Did you know cows did that? I didn't. I'm not that country. Some of y'all might have. I didn't know that. But you chew it, you digest it, bring it back up and chew it again. He said that's the way it is in meditation. Well, listen, I was thinking and I found something called internal monologue. Now, I'm going to read you what it says. It means more than just pondering over your own thoughts. It is a consistence of inner speech where you can hear your own voice playing out phrases and conversations in your mind. Now, how many times have we walked around and muttered the Word of God? That's what we're doing here. We're just speaking it. And listen, brothers and sisters, it causes the energy of God to become more and more pronounced in you to the point that it will flood your soul and your physical body. Are you with me? It will. It will. It will. That's why speech is so important. We all know the Word declares. You can be snared with the words of your mouth, right? Sunday we sung speaking to the atmosphere, right? Because I got up here so happy Sunday because I was listening and the Lord was talking to me about praise. And I said, fine. And I got up here when I take the offering, got all cranked up. But anyway, it's true. I said, Lord, all they need to do now is sing that song about speaking to the atmosphere. And that's the last song them sisters and brothers sung. And I about had a cartwheel right there. You got what I'm saying? You got what I'm saying? But we say that. We speak into the atmosphere, right? Remember this. This will help us all. Because we're talking about how you're hearing. You got to hear what you say. You're going to hear what you say, right? So let's just add this to it. Jesus said, I am a quickening spirit. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Didn't he say that? Okay. The Word of God declares that you and I have been quickened together with Him. So we need to be those who speak words that are spirit and life. We need to speak what God's Word says. And I used to confess this all the time. I say, I'm a quickening spirit. The words I speak are spirit and life. I am a quickening spirit. The words I speak are spirit and life. Because I have been quickened together with Him. The Word says that. Says, I'm seated up there right with Him. Amen. And when you speak words that are spirit and life, your hearing hears it. Your inner man hears it. Are you listening to me? And it conjures in you, because you are the garden of God, it conjures in you the fruit, the seed of God's blessings and provision. Like going back to what Paul prayed, that you might know the riches of the inheritance that is in the saints. Amen? That you might know what's in there. Amen. Let me read my notes. That's all right. Therefore, consider carefully what you're listening to. Whoever has a hearing ear will be given more. Whoever does not have a hearing ear, even what they have will be taken. And I got Hebrews 5:11 and we went there. Okay, James 1:19 says this. Understand this, my beloved brethren and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be careful and thankful and thoughtful. And be one who is a thoughtful and careful listener. That is James 1 verse 19. Amen. How do we amplify our hearing? Here we go. By walking in the light of truth given to us. We mentioned that, didn't we? By you walking in the light of the truth you have, you amplify your hearing ability to hear the Word of God. Spoke to you by the Holy Spirit, who is God's counselor. Did you hear that? He's God's counselor. He's the counsel you need to sit under. And by you walking in the truth you have, it allows you to be more in His presence. In other words, I liken it to this. Pastor, anybody can sit right here and start having a conversation. Those sitting right here is going to hear Him better. I'm talking about without a mic now. Those right here are going to hear Him a little better than those that are sitting back there, right? And the more God's Word that you put inside of you and the light of that Word you walk in, it's like you're right here. Are you with me? You're right here. You're right here. Somebody asked me one time, I don't believe you can hear God. The more God's Word you put in you, the more you spend time in the presence of God, the more apt you are to hear the voice of the Lord. So how is your hearing? How's your hearing? Amen. How do we amplify our hearing? By walking in the light of truth. Number two, by meditation on the Word of God. We talked about that. By feeding on the Word of God, studying the Word, pondering the Word, to show ourselves approved, right? Think on the Word. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:23, remember this verse. This is the Greek. It says, be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. By what? By thinking on the Word and rolling the Word over in your mind. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. And in doing that, my brothers and sisters, your hearing ear becomes more attentive to what the Spirit of God is saying. Because you're not all cluttered up. Are you with me? Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. Brother Jim's favorite verse, and I've done this before, I'll do it again. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by how? The renewing of your mind. I studied that word today in the Greek. You know it means renovated? My wife wants to upgrade and renovate our house. Money. Anyway, renovate means make better. Turn this into that. Turn that into this, right? And what we do, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world. This world will take you away. Jesus warned us in over there in the Gospels when He's talking about the soul. He said the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things is going to choke that word. You have to be on guard. You got to do what I just read out of the book of James. You got to be careful of your hearing. You got to be hearing the way God's Word declares things. Because the god of the world system, 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world system. The god of the cosmos has got all this stuff churning to keep you from hearing God. Keep you away from the Word of God. Keep you away from your prayer closet. Huh? The whole system's changed. The way the system was, things were slower. We could have Wednesday night, Sunday night, 5-7 day revivals and stuff. Now, and I told Pastor, I thanked him for this opportunity to be in this house. A lot of people don't even have a midweek service no more. Think about that. Oh, well, that ain't good. That's just where we are. In the age. And Satan is the god of the cosmos. And he's doing all he can to get you messed up. So getting to what the other one? What are you hearing? Be careful what you hear. What are you hearing? What are you hearing? Huh? And let alone you can go to churches that teach doctrine that's way out of line. You need to be careful what you hear in there. You need to do, and we said it last time we was up here, you need to be like the church of Berea. You need to search the Scriptures daily to see if these things be so. You need to study the Word of God yourself and say, I heard it, let me go read it. That's right. That's right. I was at a car show, and he won't be watching, so it won't matter. I'm going to call his name. A boy I grew up with, love him dearly, good old Second Baptist boy. He was talking about somebody, he was saying something about, he had a brother that died prematurely. When I say prematurely, he didn't live a long life. Got cancer and died. And this boy, he's the leader of his church. He goes, well, Tony, I tell you what I told him. And he called his brother's name. He said, that was his lot in life. He had to just deal with it. Man, I about jumped out my chair. I want to say something, but you got to be careful, right? You don't understand? What are you hearing? Let me tell you something. I love every one of you, but if you tell me God don't want me to have a long life, we in disagreement. Huh? If you tell me God put sickness and disease on me to teach me a lesson, we in disagreement. I love you, but I don't agree with you. If you tell me the church is going through the tribulation, we in disagreement. Are you hearing me? If you're telling me, and I know this is going to hit people, if you're telling me you believe in eternal security, we in disagreement. Hey, that's true with me now. I told you a story about one of my mentors talking. I told my wife, I said, I don't agree with him. Why? I said, I don't agree with him. And I started putting the word back. I said, what do you do with the will of man? What do you do with the Hebrews? See, this, I've just studied this in recent weeks. Hebrews 3, go read it yourself. Two places the writer says, make sure you're doing good so you don't lose being in his house. Read it. Hebrews 3. Read the whole chapter. Two times. It talks about being careful would you walk in the Lord that you don't lose what you have. That's in there. And I love people. But getting back to what I said, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? What are you hearing? Thank God. Now this is a fit. This is a fit. When I came back to the Lord in 1980, I come out of a church of God as a young boy. I come up with a grandma that loved God. I told you this from up here. Used to preach on the radio on WBSC. She loved God. I would spend summers at her house, and my grandma would be in the kitchen working, cooking, and she would sing them old hymns. You don't know what that did to a little boy, but it was good for me. She would grab my little hand and walk me up to church. We'd walk to church. That was good for me. Thank God for my grandma. Thank God for my mama. Are you listening to me? But let me get to you where I was and is. When we were fighting for Nathaniel, when we were fighting, this is when, let him die, you know, it was tough, but the word prevailed. Amen. What I'm getting at, I heard the Lord. I was desperate to hear God about things, but I heard the Spirit of God say, he said, son, you've come into a place, because we had just started really in church. We were 2 or 3 years in church. He said, you've come to a place, he says, where you're going to get the whole counsel of the Word of God. And he said, your mom and your grandma, all the good attributes they had, they didn't get what you're going to become exposed to. And he said, remember how much they loved and cared for me, even though they didn't see the provision that I'm going to reveal to you. Think about that. Think about that. So as much as I got from mama and daddy, mama and grandmama, as much as I felt the presence of God and seen God, I thank God that I was exposed to the Word of God. In other words, what I was hearing was good in a measure. You got where I'm going now. It was good, but there was more. I became and didn't even know it. I became like that church at Berea. I studied the Scriptures. When they would tell me all this stuff that religion and tradition taught, I was seeing the Word of God. No. And then God put me in front of people like Dad Hagin and others. And I heard truth I never heard before. And it helped me to the point that I was able to go through the hard places when many of those loving Christians that I grew up around would have stumbled and failed. Like my buddy was saying, well, that was his lot in life. He didn't have to die that way. You got what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Be careful what you hear. But also, in your how of hearing, appreciate what you're getting. Did you hear what I just said? When you're getting the truth of the Word of God, how you put a price tag on that stuff? Huh? How do you put a price tag on the fact that you mean God wants to bless me? I come up, they wanted me on the humble and just barely getting along stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Not being negative. And those folks love God. And that's what the Lord told me. He said they had a love for me. He said, but I'm going to expose you to truth they'd never seen. He said, but always remember this point, that they love me in spite of not having the provision I'm going to reveal to you. Did you hear that? Now, brothers and sisters, that was the Spirit of God. I forgot that, but that was many, many years ago. That was Nathaniel's in his 40s, so that's 40 years ago plus. But that's all true. So, how are you hearing? And what are you hearing? Our hearing becomes clear as we renew our thinking to the engrafted Word into our soul, causing a greater oneness of spirit and soul. This helps us become more coherent, listen to this, to hearing the Holy Spirit, who is our counselor. Our hearing ear isn't as much as our ear, talking about this ear, is not as much as the inward voice that we hear with. Did you hear what I said? You'll get it here, but you'll start to hear it here. You'll start to hear it here. And you know, you could take that to as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. God speaks to us how? With an inward intuition, an inward voice, then an audible voice. Of course, He speaks to us through revealing the Word to us. But as we hear, listen, as we put this one to hearing right, and hearing what is right, and hearing the right way, that allows the inner voice to become more coherent to us. It really does. You know, Pastor mentioned two Sundays ago that's got me where I'm at tonight. He was up here and he made a comment. He said, what you doing with the ear gate? This is your ear gate. Ear gate. This is your ear gate. And we taught in the men's class over here a long time ago on a Saturday, are you a keeper of the gate? You need to be a keeper of the ear gate, the eye gate, and this thing here, the mouth. You need to be a keeper of that gate. Huh? Nehemiah, when he set them up, the keepers of the gate, guess what he put out there? He put praisers out there. Did you know that? He put praisers out there with the keepers of the gates. You could teach that. That'd go a long way. But anyway, let me read, because we're getting ready to close. I want to bring this point out. Here you go. Praying in the Spirit builds us up like an edifice. An edifice. An edifice. I asked somebody at prayer one day this week, what's an edifice? What's an edifice? I think it was Tuesday. Edifice is a tall structure. The Amplified Translation says, build up your most holy faith like an edifice, growing higher and higher. When you're praying and you have a prayer life of praying in other tongues, brothers and sisters, you're taking yourself up on a different level. You really are. You really can. And if you don't, it's just something you're not going to be able to obtain and achieve that others will. And that's not being prideful. That's being scriptural. Let me say this to everyone and those on the internet too. God visited every religious sect on the day of Pentecost, at Pentecost, with a He visited the Orthodox Jews, the Samaritans. He visited the proselytes. He visited every religious group that was drawing for Him with Pentecost. He commanded the disciples to wait on Pentecost. You remember that? It's for everybody. God wants everybody to have it. Praying in the Spirit builds us up like an edifice. It charges us up, 1 Corinthians 14:4. Praying in tongues waters the gifts in our life, causing a greater means of us having a hearing ear. Amen? So I encourage you to have an attentive ear. Don't just placidly listen. Do like it says. And I showed you in the Greek. Be careful and intense on how you're listening so you can get it. And once you get it, keep it. By how, Tony? By thinking upon it, pondering it, meditating on it, chewing on it. Huh? And then praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, staying full. Paul told the church at Ephesus, them tongue-talking Christians, Acts 19 said they received Pentecost. He said, but be being filled. You need to stay full of the Holy Spirit in your life. You need to do that. And as you do that, it amplifies your ability to hear. Not only that, it amplifies your ability to know what to hear. Not just how, but what to hear. You know, Isaiah said it this way, with another tongue I speak to these people, line upon line, precept upon precept. One of my mentors brought this out a couple years ago and I found it to be true. And didn't even know it was happening until he read it. And he said it this way. He said, I find myself praying in other tongues. And he said, Scripture comes to me. And he says, I see parts of that word that I never saw the light of that word. Line upon line. This is the rest, he said, that I will speak to this people, he said. Line upon line. And as we live a life of prayer in other tongues, and as we're feeding on the Word and meditation, and being a doer of what we have, walking in the truth thereof, we become more coherent to His voice. Amen. We're going to close on that. Father, we just thank You for this day and this opportunity to be here.